Thank you for holding. Is this Miguel?
Yeah.
Hi, Miguel. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Lulu, about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results. She asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing.
Yeah, I want to see how pricing.
Did you have any questions aside from just the cost?
How will they get in contact with me? You know, customers and all that. Well, they just search whatever, like, trimming, and they will just, my name will just show up, or what?
Exactly. So the customers just type in the service you provide, and then you'll show up just next to the map. There's only three guys there. It's called Google Places. We have one listing available within our company. So once we fill that spot with you, we close out the category. We can't work with anybody else. But basically, all I have to do is click on your name after looking up your services, and it calls you directly. You'll have a live lead in the area from somebody who is just looking up the services you provide.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would say, yeah. And I want to see prices, and, you know, and I don't know, I probably need to make some searches about, like, you know, your company and all that, because I'm not sure, like, right now who am I, like, doing business with, and I just want to be 100% sure what I'm, like, where am I going.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, we never know when these spots are coming available, so, you know, I have to basically deal with that scenario every single day. Everybody that we get, we're calling them out of the blue. Because Google is the one who tells us who qualifies for the placement and who doesn't. Our job is just a Google partner, so we call out on it, and then we fill the listings, and we provide the hosting for the business owner. So that way, if he needs help, or, you know, we don't expect them to really be, like, tech savvy. You know, we go in and actually do all that and just have you guys focus on picking up the phone and selling the job. But a big reason they put you on the list is because you're already using a company that uses Google to get leads, the Home Advisor by Angie's program that you're on. And so, I mean, the reason they tell us to call you is because usually if you could do anything with that system, you'll do well with the first page placement. A lot of times business owners prefer being on the first page of Google rather than doing that pay-per-lead system, because HomeAdvisor, they put you on their website, and then they put their website on Google, right? So when they get a lead from Google, maybe it costs them $5, but they'll sell it to you for $20, and like five other guys, you know, they get their $100, and they run, but only one of you gets the job. So it's a totally different ballgame for your business if we list you independently. You know, the customers can actually call you right off the first page as a live call, and you don't have to pay for every single lead that comes in. It's actually just a flat monthly rate, so you know what you're spending, and the leads aren't being sold to competitors, so they're a lot less saturated, which means you have more success with them. Not to mention, far more people are Googling your services than are actually clicking on that Home Advisor listing. They usually just pick one of the top guys off the first page. About 90% of them actually do.
Mm-hmm.
So
I get a message.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead. Oh,
no,
I was saying, we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look, you know, before they hire somebody. But you said something about the packages.
Yeah, I just got a message about the prices, and I'm looking at them.
Oh yeah.
So
Lulu sent you the pricing page. Okay. Yeah.
So like right here, the Platinum Premier.
Uh-huh.
It's $1,098, right? So
yeah,
it will be two payments of that, or?
Yeah, no. So that's a 2 month contract starting out. So that one's two payments of $549. That one's actually $549 per month.
And that's for how long?
That would be as long as you're with us, you'd keep that rate. So it would just be $549 month to month. And then it's basically saying that it's a 2 month contract. So you can pay the 2 months up front, or you could pay 1 month at a time if you like. You don't have to pay the $1,098 up front. You could do $549 and just leave it that way moving forward. But what I was actually thinking would be more ideal for you, since you're already investing some money into the Home Advisor program and your company's new. I was thinking I could apply a new in business credit and then try to get your rate as low as possible to get your foot in the door, because the Google places aren't available that often, that map placement. Like I said, there's only 3 spots there and we only have 1 available. So if you scroll down a little further, you'll see these other packages. These are the Platinum SEO packages, which have the local listings plus Facebook ads instead of the local bundle plus Google ads and Facebook ads. The only time you really need the Google ads is if you're trying to go like a 100-mile radius, you know. So these packages down here, the $299, $499, $599 would be more ideal for your business, which is more of like a medium to small size company that's only willing to go maybe like 30 miles for their Google listing. And then it has the Facebook ads, the Bing Local, the Amazon Alexa. So what I was actually thinking we could do, if you wanted to come on board, is I could put you on the Platinum SEO local bundle with Facebook ads there, the $599 one. But I could put you on that package for $299 as part of the new in business credit. So I'll basically cut it in half, and then I can lock in that price. So as long as you're with us, you'd actually get that discounted pricing structure of just $299 for that Platinum package. And then you'll see in the fine print, there's a setup fee on all the packages. I can put in a request and see if I can get that waived for you. So that way you're just looking at $299 out the door for that Platinum local bundle with the Facebook ads. This one also includes a .com website for you. It's listed there as an optimized landing page. Comes with a tracking system so we can show you all the jobs that we're getting for you. And it comes with review monitoring. Now let's say you roll with this for the next couple months and you really like it. If you want to upgrade, or let's say you hire some more guys, you really want to kick up the amount of work around summertime, we could always upgrade your package later. So one of the premier ones is the Google ad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the idea is to start small. I want to start small so that way I can get your foot in the door and have you compare this to what you're doing now with Home Advisor. I'm pretty sure after a month or two, you'll probably wind up canceling that Home Advisor listing. I've never had somebody go back to Home Advisor after being on the first page of Google. They almost always use the Google listing as the long-term solution for their business.
Is there like any trial or something? Because I'm like, you guys are convincing me, but you know, I want to like try it, and you know, because I just paid $400 for just 1 week on AngelList, and I think it's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, over the course of a month, that's $1,600, and that's basically not going to change unless you change it. The only time that we're able to list you on the first page of Google would be to have a position available, and that's why we're calling you. Not only do we have to have the position available, but we have to contact you in order for you to get it. So, you know, we have the spot available. As far as like a trial, this is the best thing I can do. I mean, if you look at all of our packages, $299 is the cheapest one of all of them. And that's not even counting the setup fee. Like I'm trying to waive your setup fee too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not cutting any corners.
The $299 will be with Google Places, Bing Local, SEO content. Is that?
No. You're gonna get the Platinum, so you'll have those features and more. You see, the $299 is just for the Essential, but if you scroll down and say Essential, there's a Pro, and there's a Platinum.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, what I'm talking about doing for you, Miguel, is putting you on that Platinum. So you'd be getting the package that's normally $599 per month, but you'd only pay $299 per month. That's why I was saying that's the best deal I could get you, because I'm getting you one of our best packages for the lowest rate that we have. And then I'm also putting in a request to waive your setup fee. The reason that this package is normally $599 is because you have Google, you have Bing, you have the SEO content creation, you have Facebook ads, so we're doing your social media, you have the popular directory submission, which is actually huge. It looks like just one simple thing, but that's Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, AOL, All Pages, that's about 60 directories that you could generate new leads and business from too. I'm sure even just that directory submission would be able to match the production that you're getting out of that Home Advisor by Angie's program. You know, not to mention having Facebook, Bing, Google, and you're even on Amazon Alexa voice searches in that package. And then it does come with a tracking system too. So we can actually show you, you know, every month, at the end of the month, we could sit down and go, hey, you spent $299, but look at all these jobs that we got you, you know? And then it has review monitoring in there, so we help you get as close to a 5-star as possible so you can keep the jobs coming in. We're hosting the site, uploading the photos to the website and your Facebook for you. You know, we're basically doing all the marketing work for your company, so that way you consistently get your own leads for your business. You just got to answer the phone when the customers call and obviously do a good job so they try to generate, you know, as good of reviews as possible. And if you break that down, you know, we're doing all of that for you at about $10 a day with a $299 monthly pricing structure. So, I mean, that's a lot more cost efficient than if you were to hire a marketing guy to work for you guys in-house full-time to help generate leads for you, or to hire a sales rep to go door-to-door and even, you know, try to sell jobs for you. So it's been the best form of marketing under the sun for the last 15 years, you know, and I'm trying to put you in a position where we could prove it to you. You know, you don't have to take my word for it, you know. You don't have to sign a long-term contract or anything like that. So, you know, we'll prove it to you 1 month at a time.
So, okay, by saying Facebook advertising, that will be like, you guys will control all that?
Yep, it's a Facebook business page that we'll make for Total Tree Maintenance, and then we'll run an ad through it too. So for people who have done searches in, recently, within the past 30 days for tree services, they'll actually be able to see your ad showing up through the Facebook ad section, and hopefully that'll help generate some extra gravy to go along with what the Google listing and the Bing listing will already be generating for you. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, 9 times out of 10, your calls are going to come straight off of Google. That's just what everybody uses, especially for tree service. I mean, if a tree falls on a car, they're just pulling their phone out and they're typing in tree service near me, and there you are. You know, they just got to click on you, and you got a live call from somebody who's ready to, you know, get some work right now or has some work for you right now.
I'm thinking about it.
How old is your company?
I just opened it 2 months ago.
Okay. I'm not gonna sugarcoat this. You need this. I mean, you did not get into business to have people right down the street from you looking for your services and not find you. You know, it's almost like going backwards if you don't put yourself on Google. Realistically. And the last time we had a spot available for a tree service in this area, I mean, that's also covering landscaping keywords too, but, you know, it's almost a year ago. So, I mean, this is the first time we've even had a spot available since you've even started your company. It might take that long again before the next spot opens up. Once these business owners get these spots, they don't usually cancel it for there to be another opening. You know, if they're making money, then they're going to continue to use it. They're not going to cancel on something that's profitable. So, you know, it could be a year or even longer before the next time you have a shot at this. If you could just even pause your Home Advisor, get your foot in the door, like I said, it's not even going to take longer than a month or two for you to see the difference. And the whole month is actually going to be more cost efficient than what a whole week of Home Advisor is costing you. The reason why Home Advisor is so expensive is because they're putting themselves on Google. So they're probably paying just for your area, you know, more, you know, maybe, you know, when you break it down, they're probably paying half of what they're actually charging you for the leads, but they mark that price up, right? So what Home Advisor does is, like, if you said yes and you came on board with us today, and then instead of you going out on the jobs, you took the one lead, and you sold it for $20 to 5 guys. Now you got $100 by selling one lead 5 times. You get what I'm saying? So that's what you're using now, and that's why your bill is so high, because you might have to buy 5 leads in order to get one job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, because the jobs are being sold to other guys. A lot of times you're paying for leads that aren't going to be turning into business, and that's how you end up with that $400 a week bill, right? But if we're coming straight to the source here, which is like wholesale, basically, we're putting you directly on Google, we're letting the customers call you directly as a live call, you know, now you're not getting docked for every single lead. You're paying for the placement and the advertising and the work that goes into having you up there, rather than paying for the individual leads that are saturated. Does that make sense?
Is there a fee to cancel, just in case I don't like the service?
No, no, there's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. We want everybody coming back at their own will. So there's nobody on the first page of Google that's not up there at their own will. You know, they're coming back because they want to. If they don't want to, we'll go find another guy that wants it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so there's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. As well as no lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So yeah, you might bite the bullet on $299 today, but that's covering you all the way up until the 15th of April.
Damn, man. You got me tight right now.
Yeah, but starting a business is never easy. In the beginning, it's going to feel like that, like you have money going out, but in the long run, you know, even summertime, the fact that you already have this up and running for 3 months, by the time June comes around, you're going to be in a great shape. And a lot of times businesses, they're not even profitable until like the end of the first year or two. That's because they're not being seen by their customers. For you having this opportunity so early and starting your business, I mean, you could be profitable within the next 6 months.
So, just hold me a second, please.
Okay.
Alright, so let's see, let's do it for a month and, you know, I'll try to see how it works while I keep with Angelus, you know?
You're going to love it, but I do have to say this, okay? We do ask you to make a 2-month commitment when you start out, because you'll be able to see return on investment in the first month, Miguel, but month 2 is where things are going to get really start to pop for you. So Google tells us to at least get a 2-month commitment out of you, even though you're paying month by month.
Then how much would I have to pay?
Today it's just $299, and next month it's still just $299. I mean, your bill's the same as if you're doing month to month, but we're just asking you to give it 2 months before you evaluate it. That's why it says 2-month contract in the fine print. Like, I already waived the setup fee on there of the $299, but the 2-month contract is still required. So we're asking you to give it 60 days, not just 30 days. I want to be transparent about that. So, I mean, if you're unhappy, you could still cancel. You know, there's no penalty or anything like that, but we want you to give it a full 60 days. So that way we could show you significant return on investment before you even consider canceling it or keeping it as a long-term solution, because we got to get your website up and running. We got to get your Facebook ads up and running. There's a client interview that we're going to have to do with you tomorrow, as well as there's a PIN verification letter that gets sent to you in the mail, and that's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. So there is a setup period there where we're getting everything up and running in the first 2 weeks. You know, the first 2 weeks is going to be dry. It's not like I sign you up today and tomorrow you're getting jobs and phone calls, you know. And I want to tell you that before you sign up, so that way you have realistic expectation of what we're going to do. Is it worth doing? Absolutely. Is it better to start on it right away than to wait for the next spot to become available? Absolutely. Because every single company that's up there has to go through that setup process in order to get up there. So it is kind of a bummer that it's not a flip of the switch thing, and I won't be able to get you jobs tomorrow, but this isn't just a short-term solution for your business. This is a long-term solution. This is something that you'll probably use for as long as you have the company. I mean, if you're spending $299 and you're making $6K off of it every month, I don't see why you would ever stop spending that $299, right?
Right. So I got a question, another question. If I have already, like, you know, I'm trying to grow my business page too, which is Facebook, I already have it. Will you guys use that one, or you guys will make a new one? And
No, we'll use that one. I mean, we'll go in there. Obviously, we'll upload with the new photos, and we'll create posts relevant to your ad. But we also don't even have to really change anything if you don't want us to either. But the ad is going to be designed to navigate them to that business page and obviously have them call you with the information off that business page. So, you know, we want to make sure it looks professional and it represents you right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's proceed then.
Okay. So I'm going to create your business profile and submit this to Google. I have most of the information, but I just want to verify some things here. You can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for Total Tree Maintenance. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, it is that one.
Okay, 914-689-4428?
Yes, please.
Okay, perfect. And then it's Miguel Garcia, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's your last name, Miguel?
Or
not your last name, I'm sorry, your business email address. I skipped to the wrong line.
Okay. <I'm> like,
you're like Garcia, yeah.
No, that was my wife, actually. She heard
that. She's like,
okay, so, I'm sorry.
Guy doesn't sound very smart that you're talking to, Miguel.
It's just I came out of the room because I wanted to get the card.
I hear you. That was funny.
All right. So, what was your question?
What's your business email address so I can send everything to you in writing?
Yeah, it's going to be Miguel Tree Care.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Oh, perfect. You're already a Gmail user. Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation displayed?
You can put 24/7.
Okay.
You know,
emergency services available?
Pre-work is essential, so it's like...
Yeah.
You know.
But you can always upcharge, you know? So I like to put hours in there and then put emergency services available. So that way, let's say you put your hours as 6 and somebody calls you at 7. Now you could start charging them the emergency rate. This is an after-hours rate. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that emergency hours too.
Okay. So do you want to set some regular hours, though? So that way you can kind of mark when you're charging regular hours and when you'd be applying emergency services?
From 7 to 5.
7 to 5, okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends?
Monday through Saturday, probably.
Saturday, okay. And then we'll go Sunday closed, but emergency services are still there. So basically any calls that you take on Sunday are going to be with an extra fee. Basically any calls or jobs that you take on Sunday will be applied to your emergency services category. So basically they have to say it's an emergency and you would be able to charge an extra fee. It's considered like after hours the whole day, basically.
Right.
So that way you're planning on having the day off, but you might get a call. But at least that way, if you do get a call on your day off, it's worthwhile. You know, you could charge time and a half.
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and update. And then the 4900 USAA Boulevard, is that still accurate in San Antonio?
Yes, that's my business address.
Okay, is there any, like, suite number or apartment number affiliated with that?
Apartment 1337.
1337, okay. And you could receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay, so they're going to send the postcard there. Now, I don't have to have the address displayed. I can actually just make it say Total Tree Maintenance, San Antonio, Texas, 78240 with the phone number and the website. Do you want me to hide the address?
Yeah, since it's just an apartment complex, I just don't,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there's no reason for them to come to you anyway. You should be going to the tree,
yeah.
or the job.
And now it's Total Tree Maintenance LLC.
Oh, okay. Let me make sure to add this. Okay.
Yeah.
Update. All right, perfect. And then do you have a company logo or maybe some photos that we can use to start out with the website?
I do have some pictures on my page. I don't know how you guys can get to them, but if not, is there any way I could, like, you know, we can get them to you or how
yeah.
you want to get them?
Yeah, so that's my direct phone number and extension. If you ever need help, just feel free to call in. And then I'm also going to text you the email address. You could send any photos or company logo to that email address, and we'll know it's you. We'll be able to upload them to your site. And then during your client interview tomorrow, a technician will actually get the credentials for the Facebook page, and then they'll ask you some questions about the site, the services you provide, and the service area that you're willing to cover or able to cover, so that way we can customize your campaign.
Okay. And so you want me to send you some pictures right now or not?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be right now. If you could get them before the client interview tomorrow, I was actually going to ask you, what's a good time to do the client interview? You know, it usually takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for like an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions.
Yeah, after 2.
After 2 o'clock?
So
okay.
between 2 and 4.
2 and 4. Okay, I have a 3 and 4 available.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you a calendar.
No,
go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you
off.
I
just want to make sure. Is $299 like flat rate or?
Yes.
There's
a flat rate. No hidden fees. So it's just all it is, a one-time payment, $299. I'll send you over the receipt, the outline of the agreement that states that in writing, so that way you have it on file. And then there's no other charges. So you pay that $299 a day, you won't have to worry about another charge until April 15th. At that time, it'll be set up to renew at $299, and then as long as you're with us, you'll keep that $299 rate for that platinum package and all of its contents.
I'm sorry, sir. It's because Man Angeles,
I know.
They called me back, and you know, I signed up with them. They told me that, you know, that if the customer doesn't pick up the phone, then, you know, I can request the credit back, which it was like 50. And, you know, I request money and they say that I can get approved because, you know, that's not the way. And, you know, I just got fired into them.
Yeah.
And now
no,
you guys
say. I understand exactly why you're asking that question. Like I said, I've worked with tons of people who've used HomeAdvisor and Angie's List I've been here 10 years. So, you know, I can't tell you how many guys who have used that and they're now with us and they're a lot happier. But we don't operate like that. We don't sell leads. So we wouldn't be charging you for the lead or reimbursing you for the lead. That's not how we operate. We list you directly on Google as a top option for the services you provide for people who are looking up the services you provide, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the customer, when they click on it and they call you, you'll get live leads, and that's what most people do. And we do track those leads, so that way we could show you proof of, you know, return on investment and that we're helping your business and bring it to the table. But that's the only reason why we track the leads. We're not tracking the leads so that way we could charge you more for it or anything like that. So you pay us to be up there. The business that comes with it goes to you, and whether you make $1 million or just $10 million, you know, your bill's the same. We're not going to come
right.
back to you going, hey, we saw you made a bunch of money off that job. We think you should pay us more. No, you're paying us for what we're doing, and that's the agreement. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that won't happen. You won't have to worry about lead fees, click fees, call fees, or anything like that ever popping up on you. You just pay one time per month.
All right.
Okay. That'll be good for you. Most people are using Google anyway. They're not really going to that HomeAdvisor listing. About 90% of the searches start and stop right here where we're listing you. Only about 10% of those potential customers actually go down and click on that HomeAdvisor listing. And that's why those guys end up getting so saturated in the leads. They suck, for lack of better words, because they're only getting 10% of them dispersed to like 20 guys, whereas 90% of them up here on Google are picking between these three guys.
Yeah, because honestly, this guy asked me for references, and I gave my Xbox number, and this guy just told him that, you know, I gave him a cheap price, and I was like, damn, so, like, you know, like you said, you know, they're going after the cheap ones, and probably that was one of them right there.
Yeah.
And I got so mad, you know, because, like, I didn't really make too much out of that, and I had to pay 50-something for that.
Right, yeah, that's another big problem with lead gen is that, you know, the guys, the 10% of guys that go down and click on that home advisor listing, they're price shopping. I mean, if you have a tree on your car or you need something done like now, you're just going to call the live guys that you can talk to right now and try to get him on the road and over to you as fast as possible. You're not going to go click on home advisor, fill out this form, wait for five guys to call you, listen to all of them, pick the cheapest one. You know, that's what happens with Home Advisor, and it really sucks because you guys pay $50, and then the customer on the other end is expecting you to drop your price to compete with the other five guys that bought that lead too. So now you're dropping your price $100, paying $50, you know, all your profits getting eaten up between gas and everything else going on. You know, it's just not ideal.
So. Yep, that's true.
Yeah, I don't want to spend the whole conversation bashing them, but like I said, it won't take you longer than a month or two. You compare this to that, I've set you up on a pretty nice package. You should probably end up canceling that, and we'll be working together long term. And I'll still be here to walk you through it too. So if you have like questions, comments, or concerns, I'm here, and there's a 24/7 customer service department here. We want to make sure your company's successful. I mean, if you're not making money, we're not making money. So, you know, we're basically in this together.
So, all right, so yeah, like, I'm going to try it, and honestly, like, right now I was doing, like, Google reviews on you guys, and, you know, you guys have bad and good ones, like, everyone, but, you know, like, I want to give it a shot, because I want to grow up and see if it really works.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, the main benefit, I mean, I can't say we have the perfect reputation. Some platforms, we have a 4.9 with 500 reviews. Our Google reviews are 4 out of, like, 616, you know, but the main key and having a long-term business relationship, it's all about the rep that you work with. You won't find any of those reviews about me. You know what I mean? Because I'm very transparent. Same thing with, like, the contract. Same thing about the timetable on when to see return on investment. The reason we're so thorough about going over those is because if you sign a guy up and he expects to start getting calls tomorrow, well, we got a bad review now. You know? That's right. So it's really important that you talk to the right person, too. And that they're being thorough. But there are times where you get these guys that are like, yeah, I want to be on Google. Go ahead, sign me up. And then they're calling us back tomorrow going, hey, what the heck? You guys took my money. I'm not up there. Well, you didn't give us time to go over everything. You just told us to sign you up and do this stuff. You know, you run into that.
Yeah.
It's very important that,
that's
you know,
true.
When it comes to your business, you set things up the right way and set a realistic business expectations with each other. Have an open line of communication. So that way we're working together long term and not just, you know, trying it out for a month and then have a bad review and missing out on all these business opportunities because of miscommunication.
Okay.
Okay. So I have your client interview confirmed. I sent the invitation to your Gmail. You have it there. They'll also send you a text message reminder 1 hour before the appointment. So at 2 o'clock tomorrow, you'll get that text message just to remind you of the client interview. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. We could always reschedule it, but it's best that we get that knocked out right away so we can start working on everything right away.
And what is that going to be about?
Again, like I was saying earlier, it's keywords. So they'll go over all the services you provide to make sure we're listing you properly. They'll go over the service area. It's okay.
I remember. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's more about customizing your campaign. They'll get the pin sent out to you. They'll get the Facebook information. They'll ask you some questions about what you want from the website. Maybe get some photos from you this evening, and then we can go over how you want those laid out. So it sounds like a lot, but it's really, I mean, we've been doing this since 2004. I've been here 10 years myself. They have it really down to a T. It's like a set, like 25 to 30 questions, you know, that they'll just ask you, and you go down the line. As long as they're answering them correctly and thoroughly, then we'll get you a really nice site and get everything running exactly how you expect.
Okay.
And if it's ever not, you know, that's why we have 24/7 customer service. You can call in and make changes to the listings at any time. Same thing with your site.
All right, and so I got another question that you're saying that I'm actually with Sam Business Inc. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Uh-uh, what is that?
So what they do, they give me a page or something. I sign up to do my taxes and all that. They'll keep a record of that. But mm-hmm. they give me, I'm trying to log in for this, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So what they did, they give me an option to create my website.
Mm. Yeah.
So you think we can get that together or not?
Yeah, I mean, we're actually doing that. So like we would get a URL or domain name for you, or we can use one that you already have through them.
Yeah.
We can log into that. You just gotta give us the credentials, and then we have a graphic designer that's gonna build the site for you. And they'll provide hosting on that site too. So any changes you want to make to the site as you go, we'll be able to upload them automatically. So we basically are turning into like your company's one-stop shop for everything that has to do with marketing, instead of you having to call a website guy to help you change this photo and then call about your Google listing and change this keyword and then, hey, change this photo on your Facebook. You know, that's all done here. It's all under one centralized hub. You got one phone number. You contact us. We have our customer service department, and they'll be able to go in there and modify and update your listings as you'd like them. So that way you're not spending all day on the computer or on the phone. You know, you could focus on the business, and we'll help take care of the online stuff.
Yeah, because honestly, I try to make my page and all that. It took me like 6 hours, and I didn't even like it. So, you know, yep. I just left it like that.
And, yeah.
Right now I see that
there's a lot of man hours
for new domains.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that's the one.
I like that you tried to do that yourself. That makes me a lot happier because you're gonna understand the value of what we're doing for your company a lot more than somebody that's never even tried to do that. You're like, hey, that takes 6 hours just to get that part done. And when you see that we have that done for you over the next 3 days or by the end of this week, you're going to be like, whoa. You know what I mean? You know that.
Like I said, like sure I told you, when I saw it, I was like, no, this is not me.
Yeah. But, it takes professionals. Yeah. You know, it's the same thing for us, though. Like, if I have a tree problem, I'm not going to know where to start, Miguel. Whereas you would go out there, you could knock it out. And you're like, oh, this is like an hour. You know what I mean? Because you know what you're doing.
Right.
I don't know what I'm doing there, so that's just as alien to me as building a website is for you.
Thank you.
That's the point of this partnership, though, is we come together. That way your business is complete and you're not lacking in very important areas of the company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I have the client interview confirmed. I got your business profile set up, so the last part of this is securing that first month's payment of the $299. How did you want to do that?
Debit card.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Yeah, it's a Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name or the business name?
It will be under the business name.
Okay. So it says Total Tree Maintenance, LLC?
LLC, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then is the billing address the same as the business street address that we're sending that Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay.
So if I had, because I have the Google, like that, I tried to do it too.
Yeah, you requested it before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, did that work or not?
Yeah, you still have it, and there's a 5-digit code on the back of it. You can give that to the client interview technician tomorrow. That'll definitely accelerate things because that thing takes a while to come in the mail. I mean, we express it, and we're a Google partner, so they send them out a lot faster than if you were requesting them yourself. But still, I mean, if you already have one, that's going to be a lot quicker than resending out a new one, even if it's from us.
I think I lost the paper, but even if I log in, I can get it back from there? Not right.
Nah, you can't. No, the 5-digit code is just on the postcard, and it's only valid for 2 months. 60 days.
Yeah, like, I got it, like, probably probably a month ago.
Yeah, but you don't know the 5-digit number that was on the back of it, huh?
No, I remember I put it away.
It's okay. We're gonna express a new one to you. Every business has to get verified, and like I said, we're still gonna be building your website and updating the profile and getting everything up and running. So by the time that PIN comes in, we'll just get the 5-digit number and we'll be able to launch the campaign. We'll just do all the hard legwork.
Even if it's already verified, right?
If you've already verified it, no. We don't have to re-verify you. We can do it over the phone. So we could just three-way call Google and verify it.
Yeah,
so you successfully inputted that code?
Yeah, but then I didn't keep doing anything to it because I got bored, like I said. I lose my...
patience.
I just didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you. You kind of gave up on it because it's like things aren't moving as, you know, as you expect. It's definitely a process. It takes,
and then, you go back and then you go forward and then you gotta go back like 2 pages again and it was just a lot of confused. So that's why I just left it like that. But
let me pull up your GMB real quick for San Antonio. Let me get it. Total tree. Not you, 10902 Tabard. They changed the name to Google Business Page.
Yeah, like right now it says 48 views, 46 searches, and activity 19.
Yeah, that's just a tracking system for the Google Business Page.
Right.
Yeah. But what we're looking for is the actual page itself. Digging. Okay. Yeah, so this isn't even coming up in the verified listings category. So maybe that wasn't... Are you sure you submitted it right? Because usually it'll say verified and then there's a little blue shield and check mark. Right now it's not even having you in the category as you've successfully been PIN verified.
What can I see over here? I'm in the app. You know if I can see
It's not just the app. I mean, if you Google your business... go on to Google and then type in your business name. Your Google business page will pop up. But I typed in Total Tree Maintenance LLC San Antonio, and I don't see... Oh, here it is. Yeah, but I don't see any verification, or there's no website attached to it, anything. It doesn't have address, you know.
So it has to.
There are photos in there. There's a lot of photos you have, and this is definitely it because it has your phone number that we're on right now.
It has the blue, like a white check mark.
So you're seeing it as verified?
I see that has, I don't know, you want me to take a screenshot and send it to you as a message?
Yeah, you can. Let me see here. I gave me the link to your Facebook, so now I found your Facebook business page. Oh, I don't know if that's you, though. It has your business name. 337-230-0555? Does that ring a bell, that number?
No, mine's 914-689-4428.
How weird. Okay. Web results. Okay, that was showing some other company in Iowa. Now this one's you though. I got it. Okay, I got your logo here. It's the green tree with the guy standing in it with the saw.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go ahead and submit for review. Okay, if you're seeing it as verified, then I could put in a request to do an over-the-phone three-way verification. On my end, it's saying that you're not verified. So it's usually just a blue check mark with a shield.
I sent you a message. I don't know if you got it.
Let me go into the text. Hold on, sorry. I got it. Copy. Paste. Yeah, no, that's the page that I was looking at. But I don't see verification. Save call. they might be able to see it once they log in on the back end, because it could have it, but it's not being displayed on a general search, you know? Like, you're logged into your Google Business page, so it's showing as verified, but as it's being displayed to the general public looking up your business name, it's not showing you as a verified business.
Okay, so let's just do it
We'll do it over the phone. I'm sure it's probably just missing like one more step to complete it. It sounds to me like you have it done on the back end, but in order for it to be displayed, there's like one more step of verification I think that's missing.
No problem. We can always just start from the beginning.
Yeah, I just want to be transparent with you. You know, it might be something that we have to completely re-mail out to you, and I know that's frustrating to hear if you've already done it, but I'd rather make sure that it's, you know, done right and you're not missing that, because, I mean, at the end of the day, we can't list you without it. We have to have you PIN verified.
Right.
So, that'll be the first thing that we do.
Okay.
So client interview set up for tomorrow between 3 and 4. I notated your account, though, so they know to go over a phone verification with you. So we'll just three-way call Google, and we can always verify it that way.
Okay.
All right, and then let me go to your billing. Okay, and you said it was a Visa?
Yeah.
Okay. And the billing address was the same. Okay, if you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. It will be from left to right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, it will be 4427.
4427?
Yeah. 4221.
4221.
2779.
2779.
6228.
6228. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
227.
2 of 27, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back there.
089.
Okay. And then before I can authorize any kind of transaction with your business, I do have to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you because of the discounts that I've applied. Okay. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just stop me. Just, hey, John, what does that mean? And I could rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure you had a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Total Tree Maintenance, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Miguel Garcia, and owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So I already know what you're using now. It's just saying, like, after today, if you add something, double check with me so I can make sure you're not paying for something you already have or duplicate anything. I mean, you really shouldn't need anything after today. I put you on a platinum bundle. So, I mean, the only other thing that you wouldn't be doing would be the Google Ads, and obviously we can upgrade to that later if you want to, but, you know, if you're not sure, just double-check, okay?
So, like, I was paying for Facebook ads. I shouldn't pay it anymore?
Yeah, you don't need to do that anymore. We'll have your Facebook ad up and running. We're going to build that from scratch because we don't know if there's a mistake that was made in there. Same thing with, like, the verification process on the Google listing. You know, we'd rather go in there and do it ourselves than to try to build on something that, you know, we don't know where things might have went wrong. Okay. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 15th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that is going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. So it's our local bundle with Facebook ads. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming and locked in this discount indefinitely. So after your second payment, the agreement is going to be set up to automatically renew each month in the discounted amount of $299 on the 15th day. It states you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay.
So when your payment clears, you're going to get a text message here. I'm going to hang on the line with you. You'll get a couple of them. One of them is going to have an outline to your subscription terms. We'll have you sign off on that agreement, and then that way you have the hard copy, and we have the hard copy. That's just $299 for that platinum bundle, and then you're good to go until your client interview tomorrow. All right, so let me know when you get those text messages. They'll come in automatically.
You're cutting off too much.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I was saying you're going to get some text messages coming in here shortly.
Okay.
Okay, there's going to be an outline of the agreement in one of them that you got to sign off on. Am I still cutting out?
No, you're not, but I only got
the
website,
one.
Which is support, and the phone number to call 24, support.
That's not it, yeah. No, that one's says welcome. So that's one of them. That's our customer service line. You have my direct number and extension, so you can call directly, but there's 24/7 customer service available to you actually at that 877 number. I don't know why it says 7-4. But the one we're looking for is going to say, Miguel, thank you for choosing Local Splash. That's the more important one. So I'm seeing.
Yeah, it hasn't come in.
Yeah, there's a little notification it sends us back here if you've received it. So, like, they say sent successfully on like, the pricing page, my phone number, the email address, and then that welcome text message. So you have, like, four of them that say they were successful, but this last one that we're waiting on, it says it hasn't came through yet on my end, too. So trying to figure out why or see if I could just manually resend.
Okay, it says welcome to Splash?
No. This one will start out with your name. So it'll say, Miguel, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Hold on 1 second here. Okay, where'd it go? There we go. Let me try to resend it to you.
I think it's this one. It says, Dear Miguel, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email.
You got an email. There should be a section that'll say click here to accept the subscription terms. Okay, click on that.
Yeah. Okay.
And then once it opens up at the top, it'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's it. That's the right one. So if you scroll down through this, it actually has an outline of the agreement, all the products and features in writing. And then at the bottom, there's going to be a section that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and all the information is complete and accurate. You got to check that, and then you got to sign your first and last at the bottom there as it appears above. It'll say Miguel Garcia. And confirm signature. And then a hard copy of this is being sent over to your email as well. So once you sign off on it, it's going to basically refresh and you're going to get a whole new email with the same information, but that way you save it. It'll tell you to save this for your records as well as to save your invoice receipt. So that way you always have it on file and we have it on file that you're getting that platinum bundle for $299. That way there's no confusion or nothing ever changes. Maybe tries to pull a blind one on you. 6 years from now, I'm sitting on a beach sipping pina coladas and I'm not here. You know, and then they try to change the price on you. You know, you have your writing, you know.
All right, so.
And then once you confirm signature, it'll take you to a page that'll say username and password. So the username and password will be given to you at the end of your client interview tomorrow. And it'll also have a 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use your account dashboard and tracking system. Very useful tool, that tracking system. Okay.
So I'm not getting anything. Right to log on?
No. Yeah, you don't need it right now. The UN will be your phone number to start out with, and then they'll give you a temporary password at the end of the client interview. Right now, the tracking system's just blank. Until we have your ad up and running and your Google Places placement listed on the first page, there's no data in there. I mean, you'll basically just be able to log in and see the layouts, but there's not really any graphs or any results to show until we have everything up and running.
Okay.
Okay. But they'll give you that. And then there's a YouTube video, too. It's super easy. It'll show you how to use it. And if you ever have trouble, you can still call in. I'll still be here with you. You know, I can sit down with you, log in there, and show you how everything's going.
All right.
Okay. So thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. I'm looking forward to working with you and ultimately building a long-term business relationship with you. Hopefully we can help make back any of that money that you've invested in the Home Advisor, but try to stop that bleeding as soon as possible. And then we'll get you into a profitable situation this summer, and you guys might be able to take some time off and actually enjoy some nice weather. But if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call in, okay? Like, no questions or dumb questions. My educated clients are always the happiest ones because they know what we're doing and they know what we're bringing to the table for them. So, you know, feel free to call in if you need anything.
Thank you. And one more thing. When is everything going to be, like, set up for, you know, for everything to start running and showing up?
Yeah,
like,
so Google, yeah, exactly. Google tells us, quote, you're like 10 to 14 days before you'll be able to see your ad appear. A lot of that's because of that verification. So the phone verification goes through, it could be quicker. But again, that's why we also ask for that 2-month agreement, because even though you're up there, it might take a couple of weeks of you being up there before you actually start getting a consistent flow of the calls. You know what I mean? We might have to pull some reviews from other sources or request some reviews from past clients to build that reputation up to 5 stars so they all stop clicking on the other 5-star guy and avoiding Miguel here, who's only got 1 5-star review. You know, so it's going to be an uphill climb initially, but once we have the 5-star review up there and, you know, we're getting the consistency and people are seeing you regularly, it'll just start flowing in, and then you'll have a pipeline of not just reoccurring customers, but new customers coming in regularly too.
Right.
So we're going to grow you. Okay, it's not going to be overnight, but, you know, I don't know if you're married. You said that it was your wife, I think, that heard us earlier, and she'll attest to this. Nothing worth having comes easy, right? You have to be consistent, and you got to work at it. But I can promise you that this is worth having. There's just going to be a little bit of us getting everything up and running, okay?
All right, cool. Sounds good.
All right, Miguel. All right, I'll talk to you soon. You have a great rest of your day, and then client interview tomorrow. We'll call you up and bug you between 3 and 4.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.